Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollocks.
Rob Bollocks.
Right, here we go. Right now. Yesterday I saw this headline and it said, is mind wandering the same as daydreaming? So here we go. Now, mind wandering, when I first read that, I thought, what's that mean? Because I just went, my mind wanders. I never put the ing at the end of it. So I thought, what's that? And anyway, when I read about it, obviously I realised. So mind wandering, so my mind's wandering now when I'm talking about it. It's a broad term with no current universal definition. Which is a good start, isn't it? According to Macmillan, Kaufman and Singer, who sound like a jazz trio, in 2013, mind wandering consists of three different subtypes. Positive constructive daydreaming, guilty fear of failure, and poor attention control.
Okay, I think I can probably do all three of those. Yeah, at the same time.
But whereas in 2013, Smallwood and Schooler suggested that mind wandering consists of thoughts that are unrelated and stimulus dependent.
So they sort of ping off each other.
Yes. So in general, mind wandering could be described as an experience of thoughts not remaining on a single topic for a long period of time.
That is interesting. So that is different to daydreaming, because daydreaming is like, you know,
thinking of a scenario with intention.
Yeah.
Ooh,
like
nice.
you daydream about going on holiday.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Especially if you're engaged in intention-demanding tasks. Now, happy mind wandering is a good thing, according to researchers. They conclude that mind wandering is important, is an important cognitive process and is good for us and can lead us to new ideas or innovations.
That makes sense. You know, your mind wanders and you sort of feel imaginative.
I think in a creative way, if your mind didn't wander, you'd never do anything creatively.
Exactly.
Mm.
What
do
a boring world it would be.
It's shown, data has shown that our minds wander 47% of the time.
47?
I think it's possibly more than that.
Yeah.
For all us lot. As it is for everybody. I read so many different definitions of what is the difference between them, and they were, some of them I couldn't even understand them, but this is the one I thought, you know, I'm going to go for this one. Daydreaming is under conscious control, while mind wandering is unconscious or preconscious. Don't know what any of that means.
Preconscious? I've never heard of preconscious.
My brain wandered to the thing that happens when you're waking up.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Is that preconsciousness? Or are we talking more cerebral than that?
Where you forget where you are.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll say yes, and I know BFM listeners are really clever. I'll get shot down in flames very quickly if it isn't.
So I'll put myself up on offer. Clever BFM listeners, someone's texted in saying, brain fart.
That's the academic term.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. I mean, you don't tend to realise your mind has been wandering until you're actually interrupted.
True. That's actually a very good point, eh?
But
you're sort of just doing it.
You do have more awareness when you're daydreaming.
And it's like some people think in words and some people think in splodges or a combination of the two.
Splodge words.
Splodge. Or just like,
do you think in pictures or in sentences?
I think in both.
I think
mostly pictures.
Yeah, because I've got a friend who can't think in pictures at all and actually has trouble remembering objects.
Mm.
Not like, you know, if you show them the object, like the telephone, they'll know what the telephone is. But if you're like, imagine a telephone right now, they sort of can't.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Brains, eh?
And also with mind wandering, it can be very dangerous if you're doing repetitive stuff. That's when people's mind wandering, especially driving.
Oh, yeah, that's not great.
Where everything becomes so mechanical. Do you know what I mean?
Airplane mode.
Someone's texted in to say, we have not fact checked this, but I tend to trust the listeners, that the Buddhists call mind wandering the chattering monkey.
I like that.
I like that too. I was wondering when you were saying mind wandering, if you were going to talk about astral projecting, because that's what all the TikTok teens are into now.
What?
No, I'm not going to talk about that because it's not real. So let's see how many people start getting in there.
Well, I didn't know what it is until my cousin kept sending me TikToks about it. And I was like, okay, I guess I better work out what this is all about.
So, yeah, I found that really, really quite interesting, actually. I think I do both of them at the same time sometimes.
Don't we all?
Daydream and mind wander.
Mind wander within your daydream.
But it's got to be positive. If you go on the negative way, it's not good. So we'll stop that immediately.
Yeah, not this. What was it? Guilty fear?
Yeah,
don't
like that one.
Yeah, guilty fear of failure. I'm a positive person anyway.
This is true.
So I've never had all that. That must be horrible. So there you go.
Speaking of being a positive person, you've picked us a truly positive song.
Oh, yeah. If you're in a car, just turn it up and sit down, dance as you're driving and don't mind wander. It's Groovies in the Heart by D-Light.
This has truly got to be one of the most...
Nice banger.
Get your smile on your face type of a track.
We're going to dance.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
We're going to dance and have some fun.
When we're done, satisfaction of what's to come. I couldn't ask for another.
That's right.
Your groove, I do deeply dig. No walls, only the bridge. My supper dish, my succotash wish.
Sing it, baby.
I'm John Campbell and you're listening to BFM. Amazing how I know that, eh?
Someone says...
Come on, Auntie. Y'all look crazy, man.
I always forget about the end there and just talk over the top of it. The bangiest banger of the early 90s, Bootsy Collins on the bass.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
The listeners know everything, Rob. They